Another Conspiracy of the Mischief Makers. After the appointment of Hazrat Abu Musa al-Ashri radiallahu anhu as governor, there remained no reason for these people to create disorder. However, the real instigators of this conflict could not have been pleased with all their efforts going to waste in this manner. Hence, written correspondence began, and it was decided that a few people from all the provinces should set out towards Medina in the form of delegations. There, they should deliberate as to the future course of action, and certain questions should also be posed to Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu, so that these discussions may be published in all directions, and people may become convinced that the allegations leveled against Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu have been proven beyond doubt. After deciding the matter, they all left their homes and headed for Medina. When they reached close to Medina, Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu learned of their arrival. He sent two men to inquire about them and ascertain the real purpose of their arrival, and then report back to him. The two of them left and met this caravan outside Medina. During the course of discussion, these people revealed to the two informants their state of affairs. The two of them asked whether anyone from the people of Medina was with them. This treacherous group replied that there were three people in Medina, and besides them, they did not have a fourth supporter. The two inquired, "Then what is your intention?" They replied, "Our intention is to go to Medina in order to speak to Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu regarding certain matters which we have already instilled into the minds of people. Then we will return to our towns and tell everyone that we have raised many objections against Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu and established their validity, but he has refused to abstain from these things and did not repent. Then we will leave, under the pretense of going for Hajj, and besiege him upon reaching Medina. If he steps down from Khilafat, then well and good. Otherwise, we will kill him."